You are listening to The Real Shia Beliefs, a collaboration between Thacker Lane and Al Hujah Islamic Seminary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at thackerlane.org/support.
Now let's go to the major occultation. In our previous class, we examined the minor occultation, which lasted about 70 years, and how the Imam alayhi salam had four deputies. Let's now examine the major occultation. The major ghaiba, the major absence or occultation of Al-Imam al-Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah, technically started on the 15th of Sha'ban, year 329. That year was a very significant year for a number of reasons. In fact, that year was called the year of the falling stars. Sahib al-Rawdat, a well-known author who has a book called Rawdat al-Jannat, Chaharsuqi Isfahani, he was an Iranian Shia scholar, he mentions in his book, Al-Rawdat, that in the year 329 of the Hijrah, people saw many shuhub falling. What are shuhub in English or shihab?
Comets.
Not the comets.
Meteors.
Meteors. Have you seen sometimes at night, you in some areas, you see the meteors just being showered into the sky? And sometimes you even see them explode. In that year, people saw many meteors, you know, crashing into the atmosphere of the earth, and they were visible. So many people said after that, that scholars are going to die in that year. And in fact, three great scholars died in the year 329. The first of them is the last deputy of Al-Imam al-Mahdi, As-Samuri. He is the fourth ambassador of the Mahdi. He died in the year 329. And that's when the minor occultation ended and the major occultation started. The second one is Ali ibn Babuwayh al-Qummi, the father of Shaykh al-Saduq. He was also a scholar. You're familiar with Shaykh al-Saduq. His father died in the year 329. And the third of them who died in the year 329 was who? The author of our most important hadith work, Al-Kulayni. Thiqatul Islam Al-Kulayni, the author of Al-Kafi, he also died in the year 329. So that year marked the death of a number of significant Shia scholars. So it was a very important year. And that year is the year that marked the beginning of Al-Ghaybatul Kubra. We have a hadith from Al-Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam in which he talks about Al-Ghaybatul Kubra. He says, لِلْقَائِمِ غَيْبَتَانِ. The Imam alayhi salam has two absences. إِحْدَاهُمَا قَصِيرًا. One of them is short, وَالْأُخْرَى طَوِيلَ, and the other one is long. الْغَيْبَةُ الْأُولَى لَا يَعْلَمُ بِمَكَانِهِ فِيهَا إِلَّا خَاصَّةُ شِيَعَتِهِ. In the first ghaiba, only some close Shia know about his whereabouts. So some Shia did have access to the Imam in the ghaibatul sughra, and they knew his whereabouts. Other than the four deputies, yes, there were some trusted Shias who had access to the Imam alayhi salam. You know, they did not officially represent him, but at least they could see him or meet him. وَالْأُخْرَى لَا يَعْلَمُ بِمَكَانِهِ فِيهَا إِلَّا خَاصَّةُ مَوَالِيهِ. He says, in the second one, no. Only the very few companions of Al-Imam al-Mahdi or servants of Al-Imam al-Mahdi know about him and know his whereabouts. We could say maybe they are members of the 313, right? So, Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam in this hadith clearly makes a distinction between Al-Ghaybatul Sughra and Al-Ghaybatul Kubra. So this is mentioned in our hadiths as well. Also, we have hadiths from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So with the major occultation, the Imam alayhi salam entered a state of absence. The Imam is physically present here on earth, but people simply don't have direct access to him. We have hadiths indicating that the Imam alayhi salam travels, he visits various villages and cities. In fact, the hadith says he even walks in your markets, meaning he's everywhere. And people also do see him, but they don't recognize him. He also attends the Hajj season or the ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and other imams. And when he reappears, many people will say, "We recognize this face. We've seen this face before." So many people have actually seen the face of the Imam somewhere, but they simply do not recognize him.